So how do we do the exercises? Let's talk about how not to do them. If I do the exercise and I say, that's the larynx squeezing up. Also, I want to leave my tongue just lying, resting behind the lower teeth and relax, just touching the lower front teeth. And when you're doing the exercise, if you do kind of like with a little imposition of the larynx, kind of that dumb sound, duh. As opposed to the larynx coming up. You can hear it's kind of a squeezed feeling. So those are common mistakes that people make when they're doing the exercises of the bubble lip exercises, okay? Now, another thing that you want to guard against is having the tone crack or break. You don't want the tone to suddenly release into falsetto. You want it to stay connected the whole time. The tone was consistent. It didn't crack or break in, you know, behind the bubble lip. You don't want to do that. You want to remain connected. That's the idea behind this. Also, as you go higher, relax. And allow that resonance to vibrate up into your head. Don't fight it. I think when I'm going higher, subtract myself from my voice so that I don't grab it with the muscle. That's not the idea. The first one we're going to do, however, is the five tone. Why five tone scales? Every time we do a five tone scale, it's to both make it easy and make it hard. It's an easy scale because the interval from one note to the next is a half or a whole tone, so it's easier to stay on pitch. The hard part is it's difficult to hide vocal problems when you sing pitches adjacent to each other, one after the other. Men first, and then the ladies. Men will begin on the G3 and end on the F-sharp 4. Sounds like this, guys. Ready, men? Begin. Ladies begin on the C4 and end on the C5. Ladies. Now the 1.5 scale. Why? Why do 1.5? Every time we do this scale is to experience the transition from chest to the middle to head voice and back to chest. It's also easier to sing the higher pitches when we have the momentum of a longer scale behind us. Each exercise will require a slightly different vocal coordination, and you'll have to learn to do it in a new and different way. That's particularly as we do different exercises with the 1.5. First the men, then the ladies. Men begin on the B2 and end on the F#3. Ready, guys? Begin. Ladies begin on the F#3 and end on the C4. Ready, ladies? Tongue trills. Why? The same reasons as bubble lips, plus to free up the tongue. If the tongue suddenly stops, it's likely that you used it to adjust the pitch. This will stop the tongue. Concentrate on keeping the tongue trilling. All pitch changes occur within the vocal cord level, not the tongue. We'll do the tongue trill on the same exercises as the bubble lips. And ready, guys? Begin. Ladies. Ready, guys? Begin. Ladies. Exaggerated nay. Why? This exercise does several things to adduct the cords more firmly. First, it reduces the heaviness of chest voice as you ascend, but strengthens the adduction, so less air escapes. And second, you also get a stronger contraction in the upper range, which produces a deeper connection and a stronger head voice. Once you're able to maintain a firm contraction from chest to head and back, see if you can do it without the exaggerated sound. Discontinue it when you're able to maintain firm adduction of the cords without the exaggerated tone. The exercise sounds like this.
Nay, nay, nay.
When you're doing the exercise, you add that exaggerated sound to the exercise.
Nay, 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 nay.
Now, you don't want to do this exercise too extreme.
Nay, 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 nay.
In other words, don't do it loud. With the light chest, no chest vocal type, you may have to do it more firmly than you think is correct. So it's difficult if I'm not with you. Generally, we don't want to do it too loud, but you do want to keep the exaggerated tone.
Nay, 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 nay.
Because we want to drive those vocal cords together. Success tips. When you're doing the exercise, make sure the cords stay adducted.
Nay, 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 as opposed to nay, 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 nay. You don't want to go into that falsetto place.
The other part of this is you don't want to just let go of the chord structure. So let's say you're doing the octave repeat and you say,
nay, 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 and then you let go. Nay, 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 nay.
You don't want to do that.
Nay, 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 nay.
Do you hear that? That exaggerated tone the whole time gets me deeper, gets me a deeper contraction and keeps me from going into falsetto or letting too much air escape in a very, very breathy coordination. Thirdly, you don't want to jam this into your nose. It's already going to have a nasal sound because of the N sound.
Nay, 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 nay,
not. That's too nasally. First, we'll do the five-tone scale. The men will be first, and then the ladies. Men begin on the G3 and end on the C-sharp 4.
Nay, 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 nay.
Ready, men? Begin. Ready, ladies? Beginning on the C4 and ending on the F sharp 4. Ready? Begin. Octave repeat scale. Why? We do this scale to strengthen the repeated notes. In other words, as we repeat each note in the bridge, we're strengthening the coordination of the vocal cords and resonance in this area of the voice. This makes them stronger and more consistent. When doing this scale, place your hand over your chest.
Nay, 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 nay.
What happens to the vibration when the notes go from low to high and back down again?
Nay, 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 nay.
Because you feel the vibration in your chest, we call this chest voice. Because the vibration moves into your head on the high notes, we call this head voice. Men first, then the ladies. Men begin on the A3 and end on the E3.
Nay, 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 nay.
Ready, men? Begin. now the ladies. Ladies begin on the E4 and end on the A3.
Nay, 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 nay.
Ready, ladies? Begin. Now the 1.5 scale, men first, then the ladies, on the same pitch as we've already done. Ready, men, begin. Ladies, now it's your turn. On the same pitches. Ready, ladies? Begin. Exaggerated, nah. Why? This exercise does several things to strengthen the contraction of the vocal cords. First, it firmly establishes the chest voice. And second, you get a stronger contraction in the upper range, so it deepens the adduction of the vocal cords and strengthens the head voice. It helps adduct the cords evenly, consistently, from chest to head and chest voice again. Once you're able to maintain a firm, connected tone from chest to head and back, discontinue the exaggerated sound as soon as you're able to be consistent without it.
Na 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 na.
On this exercise, you're going to have to maintain the exaggerated tone. It's really critical to do that as you go higher into your range. So, in other words, if I said
na 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 na
and lost that exaggerated tone, I would start pulling chest. So I've got to stay very exaggerated with it.
Na 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 na.
Again, similar to the other exercises, you don't want to let go of the chords. In other words, if I said
na 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 na,
that would be going in the falsetto. And that's not the objective here. We're trying to get the chords to stay together the entire time.
Na 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 na.
Watch out on the top.
Na 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 na.
Don't want that.
Na 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 na.
Here's some more tips. If the chords are not firm enough, you're going to have difficulty. We're just going to be continuing to do light chest.
Na, na, na.
So you've got that exaggerated tone will help. Not coming back in the chest voice as you go higher is a common mistake that a light chest, no chest vocal type makes. So in other words, if I said
na, 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 na.
When I come back to chest, I've got to get all the way back in the chest.
Na, 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 na.
Be sure when you're coming from the top and back down in the chest, you're getting all the way into your chest voice. It will feel a little heavier than you're used to singing. This is likely because the chords have been adducting too lightly, too softly. And so many times my light chest, no chest students feel like they're overdoing it. Stay with the exaggerated tone, and that's going to prevent you from doing anything bad to your voice. I'll remind you again, as you're doing these exercises, make sure that you're staying exaggerated.
Na, 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 na.
If I lost that exaggeration and said,
na, 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 na,
I'm going to be pulling my chest voice, and that's where we can get into trouble. So keep that exaggerated tone, and we'll make real progress here. The five-tone scale, men first, then the ladies. Men begin on the G3 and end on the C-sharp 4.
Na, 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 na.
Ready, men? Begin. Ladies begin on the C4 and end on the F-sharp 4.
Na, 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 na.
Ready, ladies? Begin. Octave repeat scale. The men first, then the ladies. Men begin on the A3 and end on the E3.
Na, 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 na.
Ready, men? Begin. Ladies begin on the E4 and end on the A3. I'm going to demonstrate where you end.
Na, 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 na.
Ready, ladies? Begin. The 1.5 scale, men first, then the ladies. Men begin on the B2 and end on the F-sharp 3.
Na, 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 na.
Ready, men? Begin. Ladies begin on the F3 and end on the C4.
Na, 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 na. na, 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 na.
Ready, ladies, begin. Dopey Gee. Why? The dopey sound activates the muscles below the larynx and pulls or imposes it down. This helps you maintain the adduction of the vocal cords as you do the exercises. Once you're able to sing with a consistently firm contraction without this imposition of the larynx, you should discontinue using the dopey sound. It sounds like this. When you do the exercise, make sure you allow it to go a little bit on the hootie side. Or, for example, gentlemen, and ladies, you can hear that hootie hollow sound. Now, if I were doing this incorrectly, I would be saying, that's the larynx coming up. Just maintain that dopey sound. And if you do maintain the imposition of the larynx down, it's going to go hollow as you go higher. For example, on the octave repeat. As opposed to. It's pinched and squeezed. That's the larynx coming up. So keep that in position and allow that to go kind of hooty or hollow on the top. On the way back down, make sure you're maintaining that same dopey sound. Instead of saying, we lost it on the way down. Keep it on the way back down. Don't allow the chords to break into falsetto. In other words, if I said, so it's hard because the falsetto sounds hooty also, but you can feel a little let go. And you've got that little break in there. That's what we're trying to prevent. That's the larynx coming up. So you've got to impose the larynx right where that spot feels like it's going to give out. Let me repeat that. This is a really important point. Right where you feel there's going to be this break or this switch or something changing, impose the larynx down even more. Another mistake is it can be too light. So you want to maintain a medium loud. Not fully being in chest is another problem. So when you're starting this and when you end it, please be careful that you're starting it in chest and ending it in chest. For example, this is in the ladies' range. For the guys, I'll do the guys first. Can you hear that? I kind of lost some of that chest voice on the way back down. We got to get all the way back to chest. Finish it where you started. So you got to start in the chest. And end it in chest. Not. This is important for both the men and the ladies. Five-tone scale. Men first, then the ladies. The men begin on the G3 and end on the F-sharp 4. Ready, guys? Begin. Now, ladies, same pitches as before. Ready? Begin. Now, the octave repeat with the dopey gee. The men will start first, then the ladies. Again, the same pitches as before. Ready, guys? Begin. Now the ladies. Same pitches, ladies, as before. Ready? Begin. Now the 1.5 scale. First the men, then the ladies. Men begin on the B2. Ready, guys? Begin. Now the ladies. Ready, ladies? Begin. Mum. Why? The sound is the sound of the voice at rest. If you pause in a casual conversation while you're thinking and you say, this is the sound of the voice at rest, combine with the M before and after, and you have a very natural, relaxed word that also seems to encourage good vocal cord adduction, a low larynx, and a quick way to find your mixed voice. Now, if I let go of this and let it go too light, that's a mistake. So I'm going to need to be firm with that mum sound. When you're coming back down from the high notes. You got to take care to go all the way back into the chest. If you need to, add a little bit of a pout to keep the vocal cords together. So it'd be sound like something like this. A little bit of a cry. Mum. As soon as you're able to do it with the chords connected, discontinue the cry. Five-tone scale, men first, then the ladies. Men begin on the G3 and end on the F-sharp 4. Ready, men, begin. Now, the ladies. Ready, ladies? Begin. Now we'll do the octave repeat scale. The same pitches as before. Guys, you ready? Begin. Now the ladies. Ready, ladies? Begin. And finally, the 1.5 scale. Men first. Ready, guys? Begin. Now the ladies. Ready, ladies? Begin. This completes lesson number 4 and the course, Fast Track Vocal Type Exercises for Light Chest, No Chest. I wish you all the success in the world.